I want to talk to you about OVE, which is the online vehicle exchange only for licensed motor vehicle dealers.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
When you become a licensed motor vehicle dealer, one of the most powerful tools available to you is OVE. That's the online vehicle exchange. And this is a digital marketplace that's operated by Manheim, which is a Cox Automotive brand and one of the largest wholesale vehicle dealer auction networks in the world. So what is OVE? OVE is a dealer-only wholesale vehicle marketplace designed to connect licensed motor vehicles to sellers such as franchise dealerships, other independent dealers, commercial fleets, rental car companies, financial institutions, and manufacturers. So unlike traditional dealer auctions, OVE operates entirely online and is accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It allows you as a licensed dealer to buy, sell, and manage inventory remotely, and that's going to eliminate the need to attend a physical dealer auction unless that's what you want to do. So who can use OVE? First of all, to access OVE, you must be a licensed motor vehicle dealer, and then you're going to need to register with Auction Access. You can go to auctionaccess.com to get registered, and you do have to have an account at Manheim. So you got to get your dealer's license, register at Auction Access, and have an account at Manheim. So once you're in good standing, which you're always going to be in good standing, you'll be able to bid on vehicles on OVE. OVE is not open to the general public. You cannot access OVE unless you have a dealer's license. It's exclusively for licensed dealers and wholesale buyers who meet strict regulation requirements. So first of all, you're going to register with Auction Access, and then you're going to go to Manheim and make sure that you have an account there. Once you've done that, you can go right to OVE.com. You're going to be able to log in with your Manheim account. And then what you can easily do is search for inventory by using search filters such as year, make, and model, odometer reading. Another great thing is you can search specifically with vehicles that have a certain condition grade. So Manheim does a really good job of doing a vehicle condition report, and it's really, really valuable for a dealer that's buying a vehicle online. So you can also check the price range, and you'll be able to search those filters as well. So nice thing about it, once you have access to a vehicle you're looking for, you're going to see high-resolution photos of the interior, exterior, the tires, and the engine bay. And those great CRs, that's a Manheim condition report. They've got a grading for that vehicle from 0.0 to 5.0. And I really do trust these Manheim condition reports. Manheim wants to do everything to make sure that you come back 1,000 more times. So they're not going to give a 5.0 ranking to some beat-up vehicle that should have had a 1.0. All the damage disclosures and known issues are going to be disclosed. Sales terms, title status is going to be there as well. And there's three different buying options that you have in OVE. You have buy now, make offer, or bid. And I'll talk a little bit more of that here in just a moment.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
So there's three ways that you can buy vehicles as a licensed dealer on OVE. You can buy now. So you can click to purchase immediately at a fixed price. And once you've done that, that vehicle is yours. You can also make an offer. So you can submit your best offer, and the seller, they can accept, they can reject, but more than likely, they're going to counteroffer. And this is a useful tool if you want to negotiate on pricing. And then OVE also has auction bidding. These are timed events. So sometimes OVE will host timed auctions where you can place bids and monitor the competition over several hours or several days. Now, once you've purchased the vehicle, whether you've made an offer or selected the buy now, or maybe did some type of auction bidding, that's where the post-sale services are beginning. So after purchase, Manheim's going to send you an invoice and payment instructions for your account, and you can schedule transportation right through their Ready Logistics. Ready Logistics has an endless source of different trucking companies that are going to be able to deliver that vehicle from wherever it is to your dealership. Or you can even input your preferred shipper. If you've got a shipper that you want to use all the time, you can do that. You're going to be able to track the titles. Let me try that one more time. You're going to be able to track the title status and manage paperwork in your My Purchases section of OVE. And there are some vehicles that come with what's called Deal Shield. Now, the OVE Deal Shield is a 21-day return guarantee if the car doesn't meet your expectations. So Deal Shield is a really great thing for you when you're buying vehicles. Now, if you want to sell on OVE, dealers can also list vehicles for sale on OVE right through the Manheim website. And so some of the great things about this is you're going to reach a nationwide dealer network. You're going to be able to set reserve prices or fixed prices, and you're going to have access to valuation tools and condition grading, along with real-time negotiation tools. So you can negotiate in real time with other licensed motor vehicle dealers just like yourself. So it's going to show vehicles with clean titles, detailed condition reports, and it's going to have competitive pricing as well. So my best recommendation, always sure you got those, make sure you got those clean titles. Give extremely detailed condition reports. And if you really want to move that vehicle, you're going to need to price it competitively. And always remember, the other dealer is going to be able to find that nearly identical vehicle at the auction. So, you know, you don't really want to have a price on those vehicles that's higher than the wholesale dealer auction price. You want to have it pretty close to that, or maybe even a little bit less if you really do want to sell that as soon as possible.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
So I want to give you some tips on how to maximize your success when you're using OVE. First of all, you always want to check that condition report. And obviously don't skip this, but Manheim CERs, those are your condition reports, give the most transparent view of a vehicle's mechanical, cosmetic, and structural condition. And you're going to look for those grades. So, you know, like 4.0 is very clean. You're not going to see a lot of 5.0s on there unless they're showroom new. They're going to have any structural damage disclosures, and they'll have interior and exterior ratings as well. Those CRs are going to have tire def indications, brake pad conditions, warning lights, fluid leaks, etc. And then when you find a vehicle that you're interested in, you can use Manheim Markets Report, that's MMR. MMR has tools that compare pricing trends and values across the market, and this is really going to help you from overpaying for a vehicle that you're wanting to buy or possibly undervaluing a vehicle that you're wanting to sell. So you can save those searches, you can set alerts, customize your dashboard to notify you as soon as inventory that matches your dealership's sweet spot does become available. You can also use OVE's incredible mobile app. Manheim's mobile app gives you access to OVE anytime, anywhere, and this is great for checking deals. Maybe when you're on the go, or maybe you're right out on the lot, or if you're at a dealer auction, you can see if there's a comparable vehicle on OVE that you might see at your local dealer auction. So that mobile app is really going to be a great benefit for you as well. And one of my best bits of advice for you, again, is to build a relationship with those sellers. You know, once you build trust, you're going to have repeat sellers that you work with. And once you've had a few deals with one seller, you might even be able to have a little bit stronger negotiation terms as well. So that's something to keep in mind. And, you know, what the dealers I've talked to use OVE, a lot of times they end up only buying vehicles from two or three other dealers because you've gotten those great relationships. Maybe you're a dealer in Texas and you're buying vehicles that are traded into a dealer in Cleveland, Ohio or something like that. So you want to build relationships and trust with those sellers, and regular buying with the seller can really unlock incentives as well. So one thing I do before I end this podcast, I want to let you know there are advantages of OVE over your traditional dealer auction lanes, your in-person dealer auction lanes. So OVE is entirely online. And then with your dealer auction lanes, you're either there or you're bidding online with 1,000 other dealers that are online as well. Operating hours of OVE are 24/7. And obviously your dealer auctions are very limited. They've got that one scheduled day a week normally. And then, you know, the OVE is online and remote. Dealer auctions are in person in most cases. Time commitment for OVE is very low. Time commitment for a dealer auction is very high because you got to take time off from your lot to either bid at your desk at a certain time or go down and basically close your business for a day if you're a one-person operation and go hang out at the dealer auction all day long. Believe me, I've done this many times. And getting into a dealer auction might sound pretty exciting when you haven't been in one, but when you've gotten your dealer's license, you're going to the dealer auction every week. It's not nearly as exciting as it used to be. And I'm a big fan of OVE just because you can do it 24/7. And the time commitment is much lower than an in-person dealer auction. Transportation is required. You know, if you attend in person, then you're going to have to arrange transportation at the dealer auction. But you know, the great thing about OVE, they've got these logistics providers where you can easily get a bid to have that vehicle transferred to your dealership immediately. Another advantage of OVE is you have a nationwide inventory. So you have a nationwide inventory. A lot of times your dealer auctions tend to be local or regional. Excuse me, I meant to, I think you just heard that. Anyway, let's keep on moving here. I had to clear my throat a little bit and I didn't hit my mute button. The nationwide scope of OVE is dealers all across the country where your local dealer auction is going to have more of that local regional flavor. And also on your buyer competition, there's often a little bit lower buyer competition, and you know, the buyer competition at your dealer auctions can be very, very intense. And on the purchase type for OVE, yeah, fixed buying or offers or timed purchases on their sometimes auctions that they have. But at a dealer auction, it's going to be live bidding only. So my final thoughts, OVE is a really game changer. It really is a game changer for modern tech savvy licensed dealers who want fast access to wholesale vehicles without the overhead and no hassle of attending a physical dealer auction. Whether you're a startup used dealer trying to build inventory, or maybe you're an experienced operator looking for high quality front line ready vehicles, OVE can really expand your reach and boost your power. So, you know, with the right strategy, tools, and consistent use, OVE can really become a core part of your dealership's inventory.
You are listening to the Dealer Training Podcast with Dallas Johnson.
So if you have not already got your dealer license, I'm always going to refer you to our website, dealerslicense.com. Click on the Get License link, and you should be able to find the startup license requirements for your state. Once again, my name is Dallas Johnson. You're listening to the Dealer Training Podcast, and I want to wish you the very best of luck with your business.